June 10th, UFF, UWF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
I'm Mike Matamore.
Anita Schoenberger.
Ryan Demian.
Kathy Romack.
Enid Siskin.
Steve Belko.
John Fink.
Are we going to wait on Tom? Is Tom not going to make it?
He told me he'd be here right at 10.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so
good.
We can wait. Sure.
It's probably
he's
bad
late.
Weather, too.
Yeah.
I bet. Coming over that bridge in bad weather is always sort of shaky, I think.
Well, just take it slow because the hydroplaning down here is.
Yeah. You know, but sometimes the sky and the bridge and the water become the same color. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've taken such a photo in the Everglades. Really, I waited 7 hours. Really nice, award winning.
Mm-hmm.
I waited for the same bluish gray for a heron, was an egret, immature egret. And the water and the sky to blend into one. And there was no digital photography then. So that's why it took 7 hours. You sit there and wait and wait and wait. Nothing.
Not only was there no digital photography, it was still like a standalone, like late 1800s camera, right?
No.
with a curtain on it.
No. Those light films
underneath. Yeah,
the flash is like. Yeah.
Once you get married, these days go away. But those days, I could do that 7 hours, me and the mosquitoes. I got that photo. It was nice. That's how it blends, you're right. Can blend into one, and if you don't pay attention, you may drive who knows where.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Do you want to try giving him a call, Steve? Do you have your phone on?
Sure.
Mm, I don't think so. That's not what I remember it looking like, but he might have too, I suppose.
See, Mike, I took this photo.
Oh, same you
kind of this
it's
happened
same kind of thing.
Only 2 years in the history, a volcano eruption in Indonesia, in the Philippines occurred, where the ashes went to the atmosphere for 2 years in the U.S. After it gets pitch black, darkness, it hits outside the sun, and you have a new sunrise after sunset.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's documented. For 2 years, it was like, and I was the only one on the beach every night. Pensacola was nothing. And if you're in the mountains, the alpine glow, the pink, was not, vanished for 2 years. It was all from, I forgot the name of the eruption of the
he's
mountain.
Driving on campus, but he said just
but
go ahead and start.
It erupted, and the ashes went so much high up that and I would go there every night and say, how come no one is here? And I would be the only one going back and forth, but it would blend.
Where was that at?
This is Johnston Beach. So you go Fort Pickens. Here in Pensacola.
Oh.
Fort Pickens, Pensacola, the only one, I'm sorry. And slide film, no digital, no filters, those basic to the, that's what I saw.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Like, so that's the actual color.
This is slide film, if you're this much off the exposure, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was exactly taken carefully, blending, fore and background,
mm-hmm.
waiting again for hours. And it is dark, total darkness.
Yeah.
Because I read about it. And then you sit, and sure enough, it's like a new thing starts all around you then, like a panorama. Light comes out.
Wow.
That's when the sun sets and sort of and hits the atmosphere. And the atmosphere has the ashes.
The ash.
Yeah, reflects it down suddenly.
Do you have that? Have you tried that panorama feature on your phone? Do you use that? Do you have an iPhone?
I have HTC, no iPhone.
Oh, okay, because they've got that camera, you know, where you click it and you move it all the way across like that, you get the whole long.
They have now in digital, they call it stitching.
Yeah.
And you can take multiple photos and you have that software, you cannot see any, it links it all mm-hmm. together. With any digital camera, you can just download the software.
Yeah, you can have like your kid on this side, then they'll run behind you and then pop up on the opposite side of the picture. Tom said for us to go ahead.
Yeah.
He's driving. He's driving.
Okay. The photography corner is closed. Okay.
Are we on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have we been on this whole time?
All
time,
photography and all.
Absolutely. You think we're not going to have that lecture recorded for the archive?
They'll audit us.
It's free.
What are they doing over there? They're talking. We have kind of a modified approach to trying to resolve the negotiations for 2012-13. Kind of turn our attentions to 13-14 and beyond. And so we're going to try to really focus on just this year. Mm-hmm. And we have, as a result, a new approach for salaries. Here's six. Tom doesn't get one because he wasn't here.
Okay.
And I guess to you know, to go through this, there's this is sort of a boilerplate salary. We try not to change much to it. So 25.1, and the rest of it is all pretty much the same as what you'll find in the contract. But let me take you to where there is substance.
You know what? Can I just?
Yeah.
I just noticed that I left off all the underlines.
That's okay.
So you
for
can
now.
Just so just.
Assume
that 25.2
is new.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I just realized I did that. Yeah. Yeah. 25.2 is new. And what it is basically is $100,000 in recurring funds for compression of market equity to be distributed on October 1st, 2013. And that's $100,000 exclusive of benefits. And we're going to distribute this in the formula that we used before so that we're not going to recreate the wheel. And, you know, we really looked at what we have to commit to this for 2012-2013. This does not foreclose, and we anticipate that there's going to be discussions and negotiations on monies for compression of market equity in 2013-14 and 14-15. Now, and to that end, what we want to do is have Section B of 25.2. We still want to have somebody to come in at our expense and look at the situation and give us their expert advice as to where we really stand, compression, and how what we're doing is working or not working. And we don't think that's going to cost a lot of money. We haven't contacted anybody. We haven't identified anybody. You know, I know that. I did tell Anita that I know that there is a firm that does labor economics that's made up of economists that are on the faculty at Florida State University, so they would be aware of how state university systems are compensated, and they would have that already to bring to the table. They would already know how that works, and they're labor economists that do this exactly this kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, pay equity issues.
Can
so,
I ask a quick question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will they ever meet with any of us or not really?
Well, we kind of envisioned that they would probably not have to actually do that. I don't think we would foreclose that if you felt like it would be important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you do communicate with them, that's fine. We think they might be able to look at the numbers and look at the history and, you know, mm-hmm. and be able to come to a conclusion with a narrative to try to keep down costs. But if it meant meeting with them to express your concerns, we have no problem with that.
Okay, well, I think we need a caucus.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oh,
twice?
Yeah,
just hit
it once.
Anita, is that your guys' recorder?
Yeah.
Is it off?
This is your guys.
Here.
I only have 43 seconds.
I think it's off.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Or, I think this is Tom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did Brendan go?
He went to the restroom.
Oh, okay. I don't know if this is on or off.
That it looked like that thing next door was...
Classroom. Guys, sign off already?
Go in there, Tom, and tell them to sign off.
Go ahead.
Go in there and tell them to sign on.
Okay. You just put the whole bit.
Hi there. I'm just waiting for and I don't know how to turn this off. I mean, I don't know if it's on or off.